Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We've been sharing a message entitled, Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord, and we've been looking at the life of John the Baptist to understand why Jesus, when he was on the earth, actually called him great, that there was none born among women greater than he. And as we begin today's broadcast, I want us to look at the call of John, and I'd like to begin reading in Luke, the first chapter, starting at verse 76. And the word of the Lord says, And thou, child, referring to John, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his shewing unto Israel. God's hand was on John in a very special way. And each one of us, beloved, before the foundation of the world, the scripture says that God knew us. He planned for us to be born in this time and hour. Now, some of you might feel, oh, I wish I could have been born in another generation, but it was God's express plan, his will, for you to be alive today and in this hour for his purposes. And beloved, we see that there's such a wonderful privilege and responsibility we've been given. Let me read another parallel passage found in John, the third chapter, and I want to read verses 2 and 3. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin, as is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Praise God. And we know that it says in Acts that times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord as we seek repentance, as we seek to walk humbly before the Lord. And like John, we should seek no place for ourselves. He didn't seek worldly titles. He didn't seek to be popular with the masses, but God, as it were, lifted him up as a trumpet, putting him, as it were, to his mouth and filled him with the very divine breath of God and made him the voice of God, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Beloved, we have been given a similar calling. As the word of the Lord says, those marvelous, magnificent scriptures found in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, comfort ye, my people, saith your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Praise God. All flesh shall see it together. Praise God. He was commissioned with this calling. And beloved, God has called you and I. He's called this ministry. Brother Glass, almost 50 years ago, was given this name from the Lord, the Unveiled Christ. And we, as it were, are the voice of the Unveiled Christ, proclaiming his second coming to a world that is lost and undone without Jesus. And beloved, he's called, as I thought of this many years ago, it's like Jesus had a single man, John the Baptist, who was commissioned by his heavenly Father to prepare the way of Jesus. He was the messenger to proclaim the coming of Jesus. And beloved, we have been commissioned, all of us, as the body of Christ, as a second day, a latter day, if you will, John the Baptist, but not just one man, but many members who are as united under the headship of Jesus. We are proclaiming the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is coming again in clouds of glory. Praise God. Beloved, God is calling you, brother and sister, as to be as John the Baptist, is crying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." In Revelation, the word says, "The Spirit and the bride say, come." Praise God. And so we're looking at the call of John, and there are some things that we can take notice about his calling. Four things I'd like to share with you. And the first is, when did this call come? Well, I think we can find some wonderful parallels. It came to John in the wilderness. In verse 2, it says, obviously, he was undoubtedly in the wilderness of Judea, which is a name commonly applied to the sparsely populated region in the southern valley of the Jordan. Why was he there? Well, that he might learn more fully, away from the distractions of society and its pressures, to learn more fully what the will of the Lord was concerning him. And we see this in the lives of all those who walked closely with God. In fact, Jesus, our example, he did this. After he was baptized by John, and the Holy Spirit came upon him, what did he do? It says he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness, and he went on a 40-day fast and used the very Word of God as an example to us of he was tempted by the devil, and he used the Word of God to bring the strategies and trials and temptations of the enemy to naught. So John was in the wilderness to learn about God's will. And beloved, sometimes it takes us to be in the wilderness for us to learn about God's will for our lives and our individual ministries. We have to cease working, laboring in our own efforts, and get alone with God. Take time to wait upon the Lord, to enter into your closet of prayer, shut the door, and just wait before the Lord, however long it takes. Now, I'm not saying you have to, you know, abandon your job. Some people think they need to do that. Well, you better not, unless God tells you to do it. However, we are to wait in the Spirit. And Brother Glass had a saying, you know, when in doubt, don't. In other words, don't do anything until you know you have the strong confirmation of the Holy Spirit to your heart that this is the way, walk ye in it. And look at, we again see another example in the life of Paul. He had this tremendous experience, knocked off his horse, blinded by God, and then he went, what, for 3 years into the wilderness of Arabia, where he could do the very same thing, learn about what, after all this tremendous experience, you know, what did God want him to do? You know, he gave him hints through Ananias when he laid hands upon him. He said, you'd have to suffer many things for my glory. But he began to reveal in particular, I believe, the things God wanted him to do. And the revelation that God gave this great man of God, the Apostle Paul, most of our New Testament is comprised of the things that he spoke to his heart. And so, beloved, if you're going through a wilderness time, don't be downcast. Don't be discouraged. Realize it's a time when God wants you to draw close to him and to have an understanding of what it is that God has called you to do. That in this time of wilderness, in this time when it seems like you're not interacting, you're not being, quote, fruitful for the Lord, there is a revelation, there is a visitation, there's an impartation that is going to come to you as you remain faithful to God. And there you'll be able to look back one day and you'll say, thank God for that wilderness time. Thank God. I mean, I'm thinking now of the children of Israel. Remember, they could have gone into Promised Land. They didn't have to walk around the desert 40 years, but they did that because of their unbelief and disobedience. That older generation had to entirely die off. But there was a Joshua, there was a Caleb. And in that wilderness time, don't you suppose, Caleb, he grew in stature, he grew in greatness, and he was able to say, because of his faithfulness to God, he said to Joshua, "Give me my mountain. I'm as strong now at 85 years of age to take this mountain." And he did. That's where the giants still were. And he took Hebron, which was, of course, that was the place where David reigned for 7 years as king of Israel until he came to Jerusalem. But that very word, Hebron, it means fellowship with God. So, beloved, we have a tremendous opportunity. If you're in a wilderness now, just praise God, because he's going to come to you just as the Spirit of the Lord came to and came upon and was within John the Baptist and let him know in a particular way the calling that God had for him. And how did this call come? Well, verse 2 says, "The word of the Lord came unto John. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from birth," the scripture says, "but as he waited upon God, his earthly longings and convictions crystallized into God's revealed purpose." Beloved, has God been stirring your heart? John experienced, as we are too, God's work within him and the word of the Lord to be uttered through him. He experienced it. He partook of it before he could take the message to others. Beloved, have you received the word from the Lord? Have you been waiting on God to understand clearly what it is God wants you to do as a homemaker, as a, you know, a laborer, whatever it is, in whatever your calling is? God is anointing you to be all that he's called you to be. Praise God for that. Well, we're going to see this ministry, this call, when the call came, how it came, it produced an effect in the life of John. And we're going to pick up tomorrow and look at this. Thank you for listening. My time's flown by again. And so I just must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.